Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Some beautiful sunshine right now, and we need to enjoy it because we do have that rain headed our way for the weekend. Let's get the latest from the forecast from meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Yeah, not only do we have the sunshine, Linda, at this hour, we don't have the wind that we've had the past 2 days, so it is relatively pleasant outside, although it's still going to be chilly. We're looking at highs up to 45, but it's all about the rain, and that rain's going to move in from a storm system coming our way from the southwest late tonight, probably after midnight in the pre-dawn hours with temperatures in the upper 30s. Then tomorrow, that rain's just going to come down hard, pretty much start to finish, probably ends early in the evening, like around 7, 8 o'clock from west to east across the area. But in that time period, we're going to get 2 to 3 inches of rain. That's just too much water for our waterways to handle, so expect a lot of water on the roads and highways, also a flooding and poor drainage areas, and many streams and creeks are probably going to come to, if not above, bankful during the day tomorrow. That's why we've got that flood watch from 8 a.m. tomorrow through 2 a.m. Sunday. It moves out tomorrow night, and some sun tries to break through on Sunday with gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Keep it locked on 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM for further live updates on this upcoming rainstorm.
And it's not just Joe Lundberg keeping an eye on this wet weather headed our way. The MTA is watching the skies, too.
The MTA's head of subways is Demetrius Critchlow. He says they expect 2.5 to 4 inches of rain across the five boroughs this weekend, but not expecting any major problems.
It will be a lot of rain, but over a long period of time. It won't be strong downpours enough to overwhelm our infrastructure or subway system. So we anticipate having smooth sailing the entire time. You should be able to rely on us.
The MTA has crews out today into Saturday, getting pumps ready and clearing out storm drains. Now, as for the bus system, he says any rerouting of service will be announced in advance. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
And speaking of mass transit, it's Staten Island versus Manhattan today on the issue of congestion pricing.
The MTA says congestion pricing will make streets safer and the air cleaner. But here on Staten Island, people say they'll be paying the real price with their health and air quality. The NAACP, religious leaders, union leaders, and political leaders here are fighting the toll. They say it's going to cause more pollution, especially in low-income minority neighborhoods, particularly in the North Shore area between St. George to Mariners Harbor, in an area already designated an environmental justice area by the mayor's office because of its already high pollution and asthma rates. People here say congestion pricing will make it worse. However, the MTA said in a statement that congestion pricing will bring safer and less congested streets, cleaner air, and better transit for Staten Islanders. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at Borough Hall on Staten Island.
Nassau County Police say a high school volleyball coach has been arrested and charged with raping a 15-year-old girl. 22-year-old Jason Mazur was employed by Sacred Heart Academy in Hempstead and B&B Volleyball in Albertson when he allegedly sexually assaulted the girl, once in February and once in March. He was arrested by Special Victim Squad officers at his home. He's been charged with rape, criminal sexual act, and endangering the welfare of a child. And police are looking for several people who are responsible for a series of robberies in and around Soundview Park in the Bronx. In all four incidents, the thieves made off with their victims' cell phones, and in one of them, with a bike as well. They also displayed weapons after demanding the property, and in one case, knives and box cutters before repeatedly punching the victim in the face and head. If you know anything about these robberies, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Police are looking for the person who approached an on-duty NYPD officer from behind last night and hit him with a closed fist. This happened just after 8:30 in the area of Ann Street and Broadway in Lower Manhattan. The officer suffered some minor injuries. If you know anything about this incident, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. And our 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck has the latest now on a grisly discovery in a luxury building in the Bronx.
So many questions surrounding this very troubling finding here at this building at Grand Concourse in East 140th. Cops called here Thursday afternoon, going up to an apartment and finding the body of a 70-year-old stuffed in a garbage bag. In fact, the bag was tied up in the apartment. Four people were inside at the time cops showed up, two men and two women. They were all taken in for questioning. We await word as to who could face charges here. We don't know the cause of the woman's death at this point. The medical examiner will do that work. Don't know the name of the woman yet either. And there are reports she was visiting the Bronx and doesn't live in the building. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Mott Haven.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.